व्यासनं वीक्ष तत्तेषां अनन्य विषयात्मना सुदर्शनेन स्वास्त्रेण स्वानं रक्षां यद्धा विभो व्यासनं वीक्ष तत्तेषां अनन्या विषयात्मना सुदर्शनेन स्वास्त्रेण स्वानं रक्षां यद्धा विभो Dasanam, great danger. Diksha, having observed. Cha, that. Desham, there. Ananya, no other. Bisheo, means. Atmanam, thus inclined. Sudarshanena, by the wheel of Sri Krishna. Svaastrena, by the weapon, Svanam, his own devotees. Raksham, protection. Gadha, did it. Vibhu, the Almighty. Translation. The Almighty Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, having observed that a great danger was befalling his unalloyed devotees, who were fully surrendered souls, at once took up his Sudarshana disc to protect them. Purport. The Brahmastra, the supreme weapon released by Ashwatthama, was something similar to the nuclear weapon, but with more radiation and heat. This Brahmastra is the product of a more subtle science, being the product of a finer sound, a mantra recorded in the Vedas. Another advantage of this weapon is it is not blind like the nuclear weapon because it can be directed only to the target, nothing else. Ashwatthama released the weapon just to finish all the male members of Pandu's family. Therefore, in one sense, it was more dangerous than the atomic bombs, because it could penetrate even the most protected place and would never miss a target. Knowing all this, Lord Sri Krishna at once took up his personal weapon to protect his devotees who did not know anyone other than Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has clearly promised that his devotees are never to be vanquished, and he behaves according to the quality or degree of the devotional service rendered by the devotees. Here the word ananya vishayatmanam is significant. The Pandavas were 100% dependent on the protection of the Lord, although they were all great warriors themselves. But the Lord neglects even the greatest warriors and also vanquishes them in no time. When the Lord saw there was no time for the Pandavas to counteract the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama, he took up his weapon even at the risk of breaking his own vow. Although the battle of Kurukshetra was almost finished, still, according to his vow, he should not have taken up his own weapon. But the emergency was more important than the vow. He is better known as the Bhaktavatsala, or the lover of the devotee, and thus he preferred to continue as Bhaktavatsala than to be a worldly moralist who never breaks his solemn vow. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vyasanam Bhiksha Tattesham Ananya Vishayatmanam Sudarshanena Sastrena Svastrena Svanam Raksham Dhadvibhu. The almighty personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, having observed that a great danger was befalling his unloyal devotees who were fully surrendered souls, at once took up his Sudarshan disc to protect them. So Maharaj Parikshit in the womb here, Vishnu Ratha, he got a name, Vishnu Ratha, which is used in the Bhagavatam. Vishnu Ratha, he is protected by Vishnu in the womb. So, but Maharaj Parikshit is the main recipient of the Bhagavatam. So from the very beginning, this weapon, which is this material energy, just aimed directly at him, was out to get him, more or less. So throughout the Bhagavatam, we're reading in the first canto, later on, Maharaj Parikshit is cursed. He's cursed, but the way he takes the curse is one of the main lessons here in the Bhagavatam. He gave up everything, although he was a very opulent king after it was predicted. He gave up all, although he was the shelter of all living entities throughout the kingdom, throughout the world. But having been cursed, it's described by Samika Rishi, Taraskrita Vipralabdha. He was glorifying Maharaj Parikshit that Vipralabdha, Taraskrita, whether he's giving these qualifications of such a great devotee, Ananya Vishyatma. Ananya means there's no other, Anyabhilashita Shunyam Gana Karmada Nabhita. This is a motto, slogan that Rupa Goswami has given. Sometimes they probably use this word slogan. Sounds like sloka. He also said, so we have certain important things, so this is one of them, that the devotees are ananya satatam, cheta satatam. So Maharaj Parikshit being glorified by, Samika Rishi, who was chastising his son and saying, why did you do such a horrible thing? The king is such a great person, you cursed him like that. But nevertheless, he's describing his qualification. even if a devotee like Maharaj Parikshit is cursed, kshipta, sapta means cursed, or neglected, cursed, beaten, or even killed, he never doesn't protest. So this is something very high standard. It's easy to forget reading every day, but if you go back and read so many things about Maharaj Parikshit, Prabhavopihi, Nati Korvanti, he doesn't Prati Korvanti, he doesn't try to counteract. So, means that there is some counteracting going here, but it's by Vishnu, the mercy, by his own mercy. Those who are not on the level of Maharaj Parikshit, they try to counteract. They're baffled at every step. This is the highest level of Krishna consciousness, ananya sohrido. Ananya, there's no other desire. Anya bilashita shunyam, jnana karmada. Krishna anushilanam. This is complete, positive, forward, progressive. Prabhupada describes it in so many ways. In another part of the Bhagavatam, in the third canto, 31, you can read about the predicament of the child in the womb also. Movements of the fruit of the living entities, it's called. And in there, described in the beginning, Karmana Daivana Trena Jantu Deho Papataye, being described by Kapila Dev. But not only Maharaj Parikshit, but every living entity, either enters a womb or enters into an egg, there's extreme suffering described. Nobody can describe like better than Bhagavatam how that baby is in the womb, he's bent, after Striya Pavishta Udaram, means Kanashraya. The living entity, the jiva, the unfortunate jiva, he's put into the womb, and he's suffering all kinds. Besides, he's protected, Maharaj Parikshit, but he's very fortunate. But described there by Kapila Dev that any baby, fortunate baby, Prabhupada said fortunate baby, not all baby, but by some Daivane Trena, someone may become fortunate. And it says there that he can remember Shatta, 100 births before. If you read that, third canto, 31st chapter, how the baby in the womb is suffering. Sodara means that there are many worms in udara, is the womb, and so these creamy, these worms, and they're biting, and he's put into the abdomen. Gradually he expands, very scientific actually, considering this is a very ancient primitive scripture. There is described by Kapila Dev that after the first night, there's a mixture of the ovum, the words are used, and the semen, they're mixed. In Western science, I think they didn't know this till 300 years back, or maybe they knew something. Just, you can read that. But here's thousands of years old, they, after the fifth night, or then there's some formation there, like a little egg or something, and or a plum after the 10th night, and gradually after 1 month, their head, even they can see the head is forming. How would they know that? They didn't have x-rays or any kind of, what do they call it, sound, to figure that out. I mean, come on, this is something amazing. So how can they, how would they know that? So they know that they knew then, Bhagavatam is describing it. And after 2 months, the arms, and after 3 months, more detail is there, the fingernail and eyelid is showing and different things. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is such an amazing thing. And then the baby, if he's fortunate, he can remember these 100 births, although he's being bitten, he's in, and sometimes, of course, in strict Vedic terms, there would be Garbhadhan samskara, and would be very, try to minimize the suffering of the baby. Nowadays, forget it, Kali Yuga. But even then, if even eating some hot, without even eating chilies and a pungent food, what to speak of meat, everything churning hot in the belly, the babies are suffering. Therefore, twice in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita is mentioned, Janmamrityu, Jarabhyadhi, Dukkha Doshana Darshanam. One should always keep in front of him Darshanam, that these things are going on in the material world. Vairagya Kena. The whole from beginning, middle, and end, Bhagavatam is simply meant for our detachment. So without reading Bhagavatam, Bhaktya Bhina, Aparada Vakshaya, we're more liable to perform Aparada and Kam, Krodh. Those things are constantly attacking us. So here the Sudarshan Chakra is mentioned. Also, Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers, he says, Naham bibena chitate tibayana kasya. I'm not afraid of Narsingha Dev. He has his wedge ears. When he roars, the elephants are fleeing. He's garlanded by my father's intestines. Antrasraja, Antrasraja, Kshataja, Kesha, Sankukarna. I'm not afraid of that. But in the next verse, he says, Trastosmiham, I am afraid of this material energy, which is what this baby is suffering here. Or what Marsh Prickett was super fortunate, but all babies are suffering like this. Trastosmiham, Kripana Vatsala Dusha Hogra. So he says, Samsara Chakra Kadana Grasatam Pranita. In several places, Prahlad Maharaj mentions being crushed by the wheel of time. Upakar Shivebo Prapanam, Samsara Chakra. So this Sudarshan Chakra, it acts in this way to like chase sometimes that Durbasha Muni, or Krishna is cutting off the head of, what's his name? Vishupal. Did Shalva get his head cut off too? I think so. So different people get their heads cut off by this Sudarshan Chakra. But the Sudarshan Chakra is the time factor. It's cutting everyone's head, whether it's our head, arm, leg, whole body. It's described there in the fifth canto in the 14th chapter, the beginning in the forest of enjoyment, that this time factor, Sudarshan Chakra, no one can escape, even from the tiniest ant or blade of grass up to Lord Brahma, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka. Everyone is subjected to this Sudarshan Chakra. And here, in this case, Prickett Maharaj is being protected. But whether we're protected, Rakobi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, well, I am protected, or you kill me, it doesn't matter. Ashray loy bhaje Krishna tari nahi tyaje, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. One who has taken shelter of Krishna, Krishna doesn't give him up. Therefore, he's known here and mentioned here, Bhakta Vatsala. Affection, Vatsala means affectionate. Zatsalya Ras. So he's very affectionate to these Pandavas and thus also Prickett Maharaj. So this is the kind of the beginning, actually beginning, when I came to the art department in 71, they gave me the painting to do, but I couldn't really do it. I did part of the painting, but it was Prickett Maharaj and the Brahmastra, but I didn't have any detail, idea of anything. And I think other artists had to help me finish it. Still, it's there, an old book. Not because I finished it, but because others helped me. So Marsh Prickett in the womb, how he's being protected, it's inconceivable. So Krishna gave up his own vow. This is also described a little while later in, I think, in Bhishma's ninth chapter, where he says, Fanigamam, he gave up his own vow to protect, to not fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, and he was picked up the wheel, which the wheel represents also, it's Krishna's chakra, to kill Bhishma Dev, and Bhishma Dev stood there ready to die, but he had this chivalrous rasa with Krishna. And he's describing in his prayers as he's leaving his body about Krishna, one of those visions, one of his meditations is Krishna picking up the wheel, how Krishna looked like he was bleeding and full of dust, his hair all, and his cloth falling off, and he gave up his vow, just as it says here. He gave up his vow to protect Arjuna. So sometimes Krishna doesn't, Prabhupada said he's very tricky, therefore he tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, you pratijane priyas, you declare it, because if I declare it, sometimes I don't follow strictly my vow, so you should So Krishna gave up his vow. Here, Prabhupada's citing Gita, the Lord has clearly promised his devotees are never to be vanquished. And he behaves according to the quality of degree by devotion. It's another point made by Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers that he says, such amazing. Nobody fed the cat. In his prayer, another prayer, he says, Naisham paravaramatir babato nanu syaj. Prabhupada lectured on this verse. He lectured on many of Prahlad's prayers in Mayapur, especially in 1976. So in that particular verse, Prahlad Maharaj says that paravara, Krishna, twice it says that, Naisham paravaramatir babato nanu syaj. Janto surido tada tabapi. He says, he doesn't mind, doesn't see, he's samadarshanam, he doesn't see higher or lower. Paravara, avara. Para means above or avara means lower. But according to the amount, the degree of seva, then Krishna interacts with the devotee. The exact word sevanarupa. Sevana rupa udeo na paravaratvam. Paravara. In the beginning of the verse, it says paravara, and at the end of the verse, very poetic, amazing verse. Sang sevaya surataro. Surataro means a desire tree of service. That is, if we want something off this desire tree of bhakti, then we have to do the service. But Prabhupada stresses there that one shouldn't be envious. If somebody is advanced, we should rejoice and be happy. And one shouldn't be thinking, this is not the devotional way to think. So that means he has done some seva, some strong, powerful seva. Some seva. Seva anarupa mudayo napara. So he's interacting like Prahlad Maharaj makes this strong point in his prayers. So another point, let's see what else. Ananya Vishayatmanam is significant. They were 100% dependent on the protection of the Lord. So Maharaj Parikshit, he actually condemned himself that he deserved this curse. And even before Shukadev Goswami arrived on the scene, there were many sages. He was praising the sages, saying that now, because I've been so dependent in my life on hearing from you sages and saints. Now I've become benedicted by your association that I only have 7 days to live. And due to my sinful reaction. So he wasn't thinking to counteract the curse later on, but he was thinking more that he deserved it, his punishment. So devotees believe that. Sushimikshimano, that verse, Atmakritam Vipakam. Vipaka means the fruits of one's sinful activity or his offensive mentality. So Maharaj Parikshit is an emblem of that also. Although he's such a great king, his whole throne was made of, decorated with the crowns of other kings that he conquered. He was able to chastise Kali, such a powerful king in so many ways as described. Still he accepted this curse. But this is his qualification, that he's being protected by the Sudarshan Chakra. Svastrena. But this described here as a nuclear type of weapon. And of course, nowadays they have smart bombs. They're also similar, but they've also missed the target. So-called smart bombs put out by smart people that kill a lot of innocent people, that drones, and they cause all kinds of havoc. So apparently this weapon is very exacting. In a couple of verses, it describes as, this shouldn't be considered so amazing in the activities of Krishna. Ascharyam, Ascharyavat Vadati Tathaiva Chanya. This is leading up to the prayers of Queen Kunti, where she describes Krishna as Purusham Tvajam. Namaste Purusham Tvajam, that you are the Supreme Person. Alaksham Sarvabhutanam, you cannot be seen by any ordinary person, any ordinary, rather, Maya Javani Kachanam Agyat Hoksha. For most everybody in the world, he's covered by this deluding energy of Maya. Maya Javani Kachanam Agya, because they're Agya, ignorant, and the curtain is there, and also he is inconceivable. Maya Javani Kachanam Agyat Hoksha Maksha. Nalaksha Se Mudha Dusha. They're Mudha. Mudha Dusha. So in so many ways, we're hampered that we can't. But we have Bhagavatam. We have these pastimes to read, to meditate on. This is our saving grace. Sanatana Goswami describes the Srimad Bhagavatam as Ekabandhu, our only friend. My only friend, my guru, Madguru, Mahabdana, my only wealth. So Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us these pastimes. Marj Prakrit, one of the great verses describing his mentality, where he says, Ganga cha devi tita chittamishe. Because the Ganga is the flowing river. They were sitting by the Ganga. The Ganga is so pure. So Ganga cha devi tita chittamishe. Please, may the Ganga, and I am sitting here fully surrendered to all you vipras. Therefore, he says, Dashat phalam gayata Vishnu gata. Let this snake, Kuhakas takshakova, this mysterious snake bird may bite me at any time, but I don't mind. If you continue to chant the glories of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, he's speaking with the sages, the vipras, but especially Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami saved also Prakrit from this bite of the material energy. That's given in the 12th canto. He was sarpa by the snake. The snake bird was there, but also the snake represents this biting. The other day, Chaitanya Guru was mowing my lawn. Not my lawn, actually. It was neighbor's lawn. Very, very high grass. So he killed about 4 snakes. Dangerous. He showed one moccasin. He put it out on the road. That snake was still twitching. Very dangerous thing. The body was still moving for 2-3 hours after the head was cut. So sometimes there's people find snakes and shoot them, kill them. Because modeta sadrapi brishtika sarpahatya. Prabhupada said he was surprised that Bhaktisanta Saraswati had a snake killed at the ashram when he was there one time visiting Bhaktisanta Saraswati. But then again, just after that, he opened the Bhagavatam and he read that verse by Prahlad Maharaj. Modeta sadrapi brishtika sarpahatya. This snake. So Maharaj Prakrit is protected here only to be cursed again by this snake bird. And when he came out of the womb, Parikid, he was given the name immediately because he was always looking around. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Whether they knew that he was looking for Krishna, I'm not sure, I don't know. But he was looking for Krishna there, or he's examining or searching, looking, parikshaya. So in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, he describes the predicament of the babies in the womb. In those days, there was no abortion. I'm not sure there was much abortion during Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, but still he described, in summary, adarera chele sarjanera kole. Although even a fortunate baby may be praying, some atheists, some outside persons, they may be amazed. Oh, a baby is praying in the womb? No, why not? Why can't he? He can not only pray, he can remember his shata janma, so many hundred births, because he's so much afflicted by pain. He's thinking, if I ever get out of here, I'm going to worship God. He may be not, in the case of some very fortunate baby, he may be like Parikrit Maharaj, directly protected. But any baby is protected in the womb by Krishna, as Prabhupada describing. Kapila Dev is describing that. So, but after he comes out, Naholo Gyana Labha, he doesn't have any memory of it. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing himself. Bulia, Tomari, Samsari Asya, Nana, Pei Nana Vida, Gata. that in the womb, he's taking himself as an ordinary person. That Bulya Tomar, I forgot you. Bulya Tomar is samsara. I came into the samsara. And I am beset with hundreds, thousands of miseries. And then what's the next line? Therefore, I come to your lotus feet. And this is how he's thinking in the womb. But then, just after coming, Chalama Jakan, Janama Hoilo, isn't it? Chalama Jakan. He's describing being put in that womb. Prabhupada said, if you were put into a womb now, even if you had a big womb to get in and pushed in, you couldn't live even for a few moments. But the baby tolerates it. So Parikshit Maharaj never lost that consciousness when he even came out of the womb. He was always thinking of Krishna, looking for Krishna. And then, of course, if you read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita where Parikshit Maharaj describing the nectar of the Bhagavatam, you can understand how great that is. So now in Kali Yuga, the child is suffering so much, and then again he's aborted, killed in the womb. So this is an unfortunate situation. But Parikshit Maharaj was very fortunate. And he was getting the direct protection here. Here it says, there was no time for the Pandavas, although there were great warriors. Prabhupada says, the Lord neglects even the greatest warrior and vanquishes them in no time. As described in Bhagavad Gita, to Arjuna, Krishna was speaking, nimitta matram bhavisavasasya. You're just an instrument. I've already killed all Drona, Jayadrat, Karna. They're all being killed, so just go ahead and do, just act as my instrument, because this, so, Ami Chatam Dhritarashtra Putra, all the sons of Dhritarashtra, they're all going in. They describe just like moths flying into a fire. Their heads are being crushed. Arjuna could see all that in vision because he was given this transcendental vision. So all these great warriors are crushed except for the Pandavas, except for the Pandavas. Kalosmi Lokakshayat, Krishna says, I am time. Time I am, Lokakshakrit Pravido, I've come to destroy. So he's destroy any warrior, any big, any Hiranyakashipu, just like a tiny insect. And Hiranyakashipu, any Kamsa, any of those big, big demons, destroyed within a moment. And even Kamsa, such a big shot, Vasudeva was preaching to him that, oh, Vira, you're such a great hero, but Ajavabda Ashatanti Cha, today or tomorrow, after 100 years, you'll be killed. Praninam, he says, every living entity, like every other living entity, so why are you so fearful? You'll be killed. So we'll all be killed any moment. Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Talamama. So Parikshit Maharaj gave up everything. Many kings we read about, like Bharat, even in the prime of youth, they, Malavad, Uttama Shloka. We had that word, that was in the fourth canto yesterday somewhere. I was here. So, Lalasa. But hearing the glories described in the Bhagavatam in so many places. So in the second canto, which is actually the beginning of the Sukadeva Goswami's speaking, he describes that. Atma Sainaisha Satsapi. So many warriors are there, but they're fallible soldiers, fallible so-called kings. But those who are Griheshu Griyamedinam, they try to take shelter of all these fallible soldiers. Maharaj Parikshit is the greatest sadhu. He gave up, even in the womb, he's protected. But when it came time, he would curse, he just took it. And he gave up all attachments. evametam nagaditam prishtavam. Sukadeva Goswami told him in the second canto to Maharaj Purukit. As you asked me, evametam nagaditam prishtavam yad bhavan mama, you asked me about what I should do, what you should do at the time of death, because in the 19th chapter of the first canto, we'll get to that. Atakpichchami sangsadim. Please, he asked Sukadeva Goswami, tell me the goal, the ultimate perfection of my life. Atakpichchami sangsadim. Yoginam paramam guru. You're the supreme guru. Everyone stood and offered respects to Sukadeva, even the greatest sages when he came there. Everyone could see by his physiognomy, perfect person. What to speak of Maharaj Parikit. So therefore, evametam, in the second canto, Parikit Maharaj says, you asked me, now I am told you so many things. And he continues to tell him after that. Evametam negaditam prishtavanyan rinanyan riyamananam manusheshu. Though anyone on the threshold of death, Prabhupada describes it. Prabhupada was giving the lecture in L.A. and he said, is anyone here can say that he's not on the threshold of death? Threshold of death is like, you know, when you're standing in the threshold. So you can go either way, but any moment you'll go through the threshold. The door is there, so we're at the door of death, more or less. So this is what Parikit Maharaj, he maintained this consciousness throughout his life. So his example is perfect, and we're meant for following. Hari Bol. Any discussions here?
Two questions. One was not a question, but I read how Maharaj Purukit and Chitraketu too, even though they were cursed, Prabhupada said they had the tejas, they had the power to counteract the curse. But they didn't do it. They just accepted it as Krishna's arrangement.
Nati Korvanti, that's that verse where it says when Samika Rishi was glorifying Purukit Maharaj, saying it doesn't counteract the curse.
That's pretty amazing. And the other thing was remembering 100 births, when you're in the womb. Like sometimes you'll read about some young boy born into a family, and he's talking about an airplane crash and the person that was with him, and his parents are like bewildered, right? What is he talking about? And then they look it up, they find, he talks about being in an airplane crash and what kind of plane it was and where it was and all of that. So they do the research and they find, this is all true. So, that's like one, he remembered his previous birth. But are there records of people, like remembering?
Records of people? That's a record you just gave, right?
I know, but more than one birth? More than?
Yeah, they have sometimes two or three. They can sometimes they can check it. Yeah, there was that guy in Virginia, Stephen, Stevenson, Ian Stevenson. He did a big research, and Shadapur used to cite his research. Mm-hmm. And they would sometimes have several births they could remember, and they would try to research it as far as possible. But that's different than baby in the womb, 100 births, and you're suffering so much because there's gastrointestinal fire, and there's all kinds of excretions. Probably describes it in detail. It's quite bloody and amazing things going on in there. It's not exactly very pleasant. So people forget that this birth is horrible. They just come out, everything's not. Adarera cheli swajanira kole hasia katainu ka Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm smiling, very nice. And I'm being petted by my parents. You might have just been thinking about those 100 births when you come out and everyone is holding you and smiling and everything's okay. Forget. And he forgot a lover. He doesn't have one trace of remembrance of it. Even so, Parikit Maharaj, he also may have not been focusing, but he knew he saw Vishnu, whatever. Evam suchitte sota eva siddha. Because Krishna is there in the heart, hidyantasto eva drani, he gives even the infant in the womb this memory. apohanamcha, or he gives forgetfulness. Evam so Sukadev, he gives a verse in the Bhagavatam, second canon. Evam sachate evasvakta siddha, that perfect person. So he saw that form of Krishna in the womb. Bhagavan ananta, unlimited. And tam nirvito niyatarto bhajeta. Samsara hetu paramaschayatra. Another verse by Sukadev. Just imagine you get protected by Vishnu, then you get cursed, and then you get the association of Sukadev Goswami. And you hear the whole Bhagavatam, and he's so much enlivened that he doesn't eat or drink. Prayapavishta gangayam. He's fasting for 7 days, no, not even drinking, but always very attentive. And then he's hearing the whole fifth canto about the hells. He's hearing about the baby in the womb. He's hearing all these things. And he's not even wanting a drop to drink. Anything else?
I was thinking about Shukadev Goswami. You know, he must have been having a different experience because he didn't want to come out of the womb.
Yeah, he didn't want to come out.
And he was afraid of what's out there, and he wanted to stay in there.
Yeah, Sukadev Goswami, that probably gives that example later on in Bhagavatam of Sukadev. It is said that Sukadev didn't come out of the womb. But when he heard the... later on he came out, and he still didn't want to have anything to do with anybody. And he heard the Bhagavatam verses, then he came back. Or so, Aho Bhakyam Stana Kalakutam Barha Abhitam. He heard these different verses from the Bhagavatam. He was lured back. And then again, somehow he knew about Maharaj Purkit. Of course, we don't know how, but he finds out. Yes, somebody else? Hand is up.
I was just wondering if my understanding is correct, that Shukadev Goswami was like impersonalist, right? So they're afraid of Maya, but for a devotee, we hear that like pure devotee doesn't care whether he goes to hell. So it seems like a pure devotee wouldn't be really concerned about whether he or she has to take another birth or not, because they're so absorbed in thought of Krishna that they don't mind any conditions. Is that correct?
But it's stressed in some of these purports that Maharaj Parikit was destined to go back to the spiritual world. And he doesn't, that's given by the gopis or Rukmini, I will take 100 births. She also says, I will take 100 births if I could get the association of Krishna. In a letter, Shatta Janma B, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving also the example in his Sikshastakam, Ashlasya Ba Padaradam Panashtra Mama Dark Mama Tankarota Bhaitata Tabhava. You remain my Lord, even if you push me down anywhere, it doesn't matter. This is very also high level, which we, you know, whichever we can meditate on, that mood. Prahlad Maharaj is saying also in his prayer that I don't want to go naivod vijay paradurvaitaranya tadbiri gayanama, because I'm so absorbed in the gayana chanting of the glories, the Bhagavatam, the holy name, that I don't have any anxiety at all, whether I'm in the Svarga Pavarga, whether in heaven or hell. That mood is there. But, so chaita to vimukha chaita sa. So this is Prabhupada's mood. I am lamenting, so chaita to vimukha, for those who have turned their face away from Krishna. Vimukha chaita sa, indriyartam. Maya sukaya param, they're caught in Maya. They're taking the pleasure of Maya. Maya sukaya param upata. But they're... That's a very high position. Coming to display the five adult pandavas? Oh, no, I didn't say that, did I? Yeah, I read it. Was he coming? I'm sure he would like to destroy the five pandavas also. Yeah, I think it's mentioned. Well, he didn't get a chance to... It's funny that Ashwatthama got a chance just recently. They cut his jewel, but he didn't become very humble, it doesn't. he's still very vicious with his weaponry. Therefore, Krishna says in the 16th chapter, there's such demoniac persons, I put them again and again in different demoniac species. Aswatthama might have gotten a special benediction, but most persons, they may never see the light of day performing abortions. They become aborted. This is a... Anything else? No other questions?
Okay. I was thinking like Aswatthama will stay alive till end of Kali Yuga. So maybe he's in America, Alachua, who knows? I mean, he's alive. He'll sustain till end of Kali Yuga.
Yeah, we don't know.
Huh?
You thought he was
Maya?
What? Oh, maybe Himalayan mountain?
Oh, we don't know. It didn't say exactly where he lives. He's traveling, wandering the world. So I was wondering, maybe he's in Alachua listening all this criticism about him.
I'm sure wherever he is, he's causing trouble. Okay, Haribol, nothing else. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam.